This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Protecting and safeguarding private data and information in a company is very important, especially when you work with data and sensitive information provided by your customers. And no matter the kind of data you're storing, either on your computer, laptop, smartphones, iCloud, Gmail, Google Drive, and etc., it is important to ensure the safety of all the information you store. And companies are rapidly incorporating what we call cloud technology. And in 2016, research showed that many small and big companies were planning to expand their spending on cloud computing. And recently, the number has gone up. And over the past years, we've gone from carrying hardwares from one place to another to storing, accessing, and editing every information on cloud computing. It has had a massive impact on the business world and changed the way we share information throughout the world. Now, what is cloud computing and what is its impact on business operations? Kevin Simogerere is joining us on the line to share his independent opinion about the impact of cloud computing on business operations. He is a qualified chartered accountant, digital tech innovator, a tech entrepreneur, and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. He is also a 2020 South African Institute of Chartered Accountants Top 35 Under 35. Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1, Kevin, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Javi T. Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Now, Kevin, you've been listed as one of the top 35 under 35 chartered accountants by Sika. And congratulations on your milestone achievements. And take us through the journey of becoming part of the top 35 accountants.
Thank you so much, Javi T. So it's the Sika top 35 under 35. It's a very prestigious accolade and I'm very humbled and very inspired to be listed amongst the top 35 under 35 chartered accountants who were assessed for this acknowledgement. It's quite a, you know, tedious or let me say lengthy process. Sika puts in a lot of effort into making sure that whoever's chosen at the end of the day has been measured against the best. And over the years, I have been inspired by highly talented individuals who've made the list. And I always wished that one day I would make it onto that list. And for me to experience it right now is very inspiring and is very encouraging. And I'd like to thank, you know, everybody who's believed in me to this point. And one day I was notified by Sika that I've been nominated. And there are various ways of being nominated. You can either enter yourself as a nomination or you can be nominated by somebody else. And from there, I was asked for, you know, a formal application and had to submit quite a lot of information such as my CV, a portfolio of evidence, reference letters, an entry video as well. And all of that was taken into consideration in the judging process where they essentially assess you for three things, which is how do you develop, how do you influence, and how do you lead in relation to business and your community. So it's amazing to be at this point, and I hope it inspires others as well in the future who are young and aspiring chartered accountants to aim for the best and to be representative of what it means to be a chartered accountant in South Africa.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Congratulations once again, Kevin. Very proud of your hard work and dedication. Continue thriving and making a difference in your world of expertise. Now, today on our tech feature, we are talking about the impact of cloud computing on business operations. What is cloud computing?
The word cloud may sound strange when coupled with the word computing, but on a basic level, that is precisely the indicator of what cloud computing is and how it works when one takes note of the fact that a cloud as we know it is something that is physically impossible to touch, but we all know that it exists when we look at it in the sky. So instead of saving data files on physical devices, I'm sure most of us are familiar with hard drives, for example, or USB drives that we carry around. Cloud computing makes it possible to save them in the internet and access them through the internet from anywhere and at any time. It also allows us to give access to things that we have stored on the internet to other people who are located anywhere in the world, provided that they can access the internet. By definition, cloud computing is the delivery of on-demand computing services and products over the internet on a pay-as-you-go basis. To break this down, various business operations are being influenced by cloud computing, and these operations are linked to three key pillars, which are IT infrastructure, digital platforms, and applications or apps as we know them. However, the most popular use at the moment for cloud computing is in the IT infrastructure space, especially because there was a great need for this for a long time, and finally computing power has evolved to a point where this has become more possible and feasible. Traditionally, businesses who needed to service digital interfaces like websites or accessible computer programs relied on physical servers to manage the demand of users who would access these digital interfaces. Simply put, when a company's website began to slow down because of all the people who were visiting the website at an incremental rate because of the website's increasing popularity, the solution to manage all this traffic and prevent the website from slowing down was to host the website on a physical server. Sometimes you may have heard of, you know, companies or in the workplace mentioning that servers are down and therefore everything is down, right? And that's where this phenomenon comes from. The server would store the website and would have the necessary computing power to manage the traffic of visitors to the website and prevent it from slowing down or crashing. The problem with this is that physical servers have limited computing power, or in simple terms, space to manage the visitors to the website. At some point, it won't be able to keep up and cope with more and more people visiting the website. So companies over time were forced to add several servers at a time, which would be backups, but this was costly and needed full-time staff to maintain them. And this was therefore not the best use of funds because not all those servers would be used at any point in time. So paying for space that would not be used could be seen as a waste. Cloud computing introduced hosting of a website, as an example, on a virtual server or servers over the internet. And this has become the more popular solution. Cloud computing has no limitations because it is virtual and therefore does not require physical data centers or physical servers. And a business can pay for more server space as and when they need it in terms of the pay-as-you-go pricing model. Because as a business, you only pay the cloud computing server for what you use when you use it. So in short, this is what cloud computing is.
And what are the benefits of cloud computing as opposed to physical data centers?
There are several benefits, but I'll list the key ones. Physical space, premises to host data, is not required. And then IT data infrastructure can be built much faster and much cheaper through cloud computing. Data security has also improved because the data is more encrypted through virtual security management and can be assessed on a continuous basis as more security threats, you know, come through the internet. A dedicated data management team is not required because that is done by the provider company and takes this headache away from a business, you know, that would typically have had to employ people to manage the data that is stored on physical servers or physical data centers. Also, the cost of running cloud data management is much less because you only pay, as I mentioned, for what you use, as opposed to paying for full capacity of physical data infrastructure or servers, which are not used at full capacity at all points of the day in the life of a business. There is also more flexibility and agility when it comes to data capacity updates through cloud computing and deployment of solutions or apps, because updates or upgrades can be done in minutes, whereas doing this with a physical environment could take days. Also, workforce teams can access data through the cloud from any location in the world and at any time, provided that they have access to the internet. And this is also sort of transitioning into a very flexible workforce, a dynamic workforce, which can work from home or anywhere in the world thanks to cloud computing. But it is also important to note that cloud computing service providers typically deliver cloud computing services in three ways or models. The first is what is called SaaS, or software as a service. And this is how end user applications like Gmail, which we're all aware of, are provided. A software that a company would like to deploy for use by customers, known as end users, is done over the cloud. And this eliminates the need for physical servers to access such a software or Gmail, because all that is needed is an internet connection and a web browser on a computer or cell phone. The second is what is called PaaS, or platform as a service. And this allows computer software developers to develop applications and software programs without the need to store the applications or software on a physical server. What is developed is stored on a cloud infrastructure and is therefore managed by the cloud hosting provider. And then this takes away the headache from the developers in terms of when they've built something, who is going to manage it, who's going to store it, and who's going to protect it. The cloud hosting provider will now worry about that. The third is what is referred to as IaaS, or infrastructure as a service. This allows for system administrators to manage physical devices virtually over the cloud. So the Internet of Things, also known as IoT, which we discussed last week, allows for applications such as iCloud to manage all your Apple devices like your MacBook, your iPhone, your iPad, and so on, all from your iCloud. And essentially, this iCloud is acting like a cloud computing platform. It acts as a system administrator of all your devices, and at the same time collects data about all your devices through IoT, which is much more convenient. So all in all, these are the benefits of cloud computing as opposed to the traditional physical data centers of physical servers.
And how is cloud computing changing the world of business? Are we seeing more improvement?
Definitely. So in the world of business, cloud computing has become so useful for businesses to the extent that public sources have revealed 64% of surveyed companies stated that they would increase budget allocations for cloud computing. So when it comes to operations, they're definitely running more conveniently because of cloud computing. And companies no longer have to do tedious forecasting of when new servers or upgrades will be needed. And they no longer have to set aside large upfront budgets for this accordingly. So thanks to the flexibility of the pay-as-you-go models from cloud computing service providers, this virtual server capacity can be increased instantly and at rates which are linked to only what is used and when it is used. When it comes to customer service, customer support has improved because of cloud computing application. So customer support employees are now able to access information from companies' databases, which are stored and accessible from the cloud online and at any time of the day and from any location. So this allows customers' questions and needs to be addressed more efficiently and on time, as opposed to previously where employees might need to wait for the next day in order to be at the office and access the relevant databases to answer a customer's question. When it comes to physical infrastructure costs, less and less costs are needed on physical infrastructure. Physical servers are less of a need, and this brings large savings because implementing and maintaining physical servers or data centers can be costly. So thanks to cloud computing, it has become easier to integrate cloud services as a form of storing any relevant information, such as websites or softwares, into business operations using technological enablers such as APIs, which we discussed a few weeks ago, and also using software as a service integrations. So costs are now highly reduced in terms of implementing data storage systems, for example, and data management systems, because of the flexibility of cloud computing technology.
And how big is the cloud computing market?
According to public sources, globally, the cloud computing market is currently valued at just over $370 billion and is expected to grow to over $830 billion by 2025. This industry is expected to grow at a rate of about 17.5%, which is impressive and indicative of a healthy demand for cloud computing technology as a solution for business activity optimization. In South Africa, the cloud computing market is expected to grow to just over 23 billion rand by 2023. So at a high level, these are some indicators, Harvey, of how big the cloud computing market currently is and how big it's likely to be in the near future.
Quite impressive indeed. And how can businesses make money out of cloud computing? Is it a lucrative industry though?
So because of SaaS or software as a service, definitely it is lucrative in the following way. So software as a service or SaaS has created an opportunity for the monetization of software and applications in a way that hasn't really been practiced much before. It is now possible to develop a generic software application and allow it to be used by many businesses or many other businesses in their products and services and operations through cloud computing enablement. So it's probably not a bad idea for a digital innovator today to think about the opportunity of scalability of whatever they create through SaaS, as opposed to boxing their new software application to their business only. We now exist in a digital era where businesses are offering similar digital services to customers through an application which they are all accessing from the same software application provider. So wherever we go to different businesses, we are accessing the same digital platforms and we're being sold products and services through various businesses. However, the underlying technology probably comes from the same creator. And that is the real opportunity that sits within cloud computing. And when it comes to scalability of business models for people who create new innovative solutions.
And Kevin, we in South Africa, we have one of the highest unemployment rates in the history of South Africa. 30.1% of people are unemployed in this country. What are some of the job opportunities in cloud computing?
So typically most of the IT jobs which exist in various other work environments are also applicable to cloud computing because of how diverse the cloud computing environment is and therefore how diverse the necessary skills that are required are. So just to list some of these, jobs in the cloud computing space include software architects, software engineers, what is referred to as cloud engineers, and then because of data requirements, data engineers and data scientists. And of course, in terms of coordinating the systems that adopt cloud computing, system administrators. So there are various job opportunities in the cloud computing space, but the list is quite long. However, if you think about the applicability of cloud computing, if you have IT skills, or various other complementary skills to cloud computing, there's definitely an opportunity for you to seek employment in this space, especially as it grows, as this market has been forecasted to grow at a very impressive rate in the near future.
Now, where can people get hold of you, Kevin?
You can get hold of me at Twitter. My handle is at Kevin Sem, which is KevinSem. And you can also email me at inapptalks@gmail.com. And the email address is inapptalks@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us once again right here on VOW FM 88.1. Wishing you a splendid and productive week ahead. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you so much, Harvey T. Thanks to you and the listeners, and I'm looking forward to next week.
That was Kevin Simogerere. He is a qualified chartered accountant. a digital tech innovator, a tech entrepreneur, and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. He is also a 2020 South African Institute of Chartered Accountants Top 35 Under 35. He joined us to share his independent opinion about how cloud computing has impacted business operations across the world.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vid. By Voice of Vid. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or streams via www.vofm.co.za.